because today's going to be a good day, this is a good time for us to get to the good news of the day, which we will do in just a matter of moments. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are on the West Coast this morning in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasinelli is on the East Coast in New York. The balance. Isn't it perfect? We have two
fair
East Coasters,
and balanced.
Washington and New York, fair and balanced. On the West Coast, Jennifer and me, we've got it. We've got it. We've got it.
Good. We won't tip over.
No, we won't. Mm-hmm. All right, so Roberta has the highlights. Queen of Cheap today focuses on what, Roberta?
Oh, you're telling you how to get free tax preparation stuff. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And free dog food, too.
Oh, free dog food.
Yeah, the IRS guy, Ray, he comes to your house.
Feed the IRS and give them what they want.
Yeah, Ray going to the dogs.
What they deserve. All right, so Jen, what's the big television story?
We of course, will have to review the big winners from last night's Golden Globes in the world of TV. And then ABC has canceled a new show. I will tell you which one it is when we do the TV reports.
All right. Meanwhile, it's a good news time here, and I don't think you'll think that that's good news.
Good news blowing in your
but I do have a number of items for which good you will be thankful when you hear them. It's a good way to start off the week with some good news. The murder rate in the United States. Last couple of weeks, there have been many people talking about the murder rate. So the official announcement came 2 weeks after the first rumors from the Communicable Disease Center. Why in the name of heaven, the Communicable, CDC is in Atlanta, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their announcement over the weekend after everybody else knew it was that murder was knocked off the list of the top 10 killers.
That's good to know.
Okay, thanks for the folks down there. Another good way to spend your tax dollars. Murder knocked off the list of the top U.S. killers. All right, let's see what else is good. There is a story. Matter of fact, Dr. Ken talked to us about this last week. Why, in fact, those of you who drink coffee have a reduced risk of diabetes. Not to suggest that you ought to double your intake of coffee.
Pound a candy
avoid
bar with that coffee.
So with here is. But diabetes is becoming a big, big problem because we've become so overweight.
Well, and there's a lot of hidden sugars in foods that you wouldn't expect there to be sugar in.
Exactly. That's all of the corn, what's this, and the other
high
things.
High fructose corn
syrup. Yeah, right. Work their way into your food. But this is not necessarily a counter to it, but another good reason. Remember we used to talk about how, I know I did, my daughter always teases me when she started drinking coffee in college. I said, oh, Megan, that's bad for you. But she's happy to tell me that almost weekly there's something else new. Yes, exactly. Ha ha. Coffee may reduce your risk of getting diabetes. Okay,
cinnamon
here's another.
Cinnamon, too, if you don't like coffee.
Mm. What's that, sweet?
Cinnamon also does it if you don't like
great.
Coffee.
Yeah, cinnamon is great. Put that in your coffee, and drink it. Magnesium-rich diets will provide you safety if you have a family that has a history of strokes, like mine. Huh. And Richie,
No.
His father was an aneurysm.
Aneurysms,
right. Yeah, I don't know that you can magnesium help that. But magnesium is good as a supplement. It's also good in a lot of green vegetables. So magnesium is something that you can look for. So there's a couple of good health items for you. A bakery in Rhode Island, story today at DougSteffen.com, has fixed the problem. Those Evan Lovin stalwarts at the TSA found last week. Remember the story of the cupcakes?
Yeah, the cupcakes.
Right. It would not make it through inspection because the geniuses at the TSA thought that the cupcake, so the frosting of the cupcake, could be carrying some explosive.
It's a
so
liquid.
No,
you know they were just hungry and they wanted to eat a cupcake.
Right.
Exploding
right.
Cupcakes. Yes.
So this bakery has come up with a new special TSA-approved cupcake topped with 3 ounces or less of frosting and packed in a quart-sized zip-top baggie. The TSA said you could carry a cupcake, but not if it had more than 3 ounces. You know, that's what you have.
What this is 3 ounces of frosting?
Listen to this. This is how ridiculous these people are. All right, you want to listen to the rationale here? The TSA has decided under Mr. Pastore or whatever his name is that you could only carry with you 3 ounces of toothpaste, 3 ounces of wash, 3 ounces of mouthwash, whatever it is, got to be in a 3 ounce or less container, right? Put in the quart bag. Now, the difference between having an acceptable cupcake and an unacceptable cupcake is whether or not it weighs 3 ounces. If the cupcake weighs more than 3 ounces, you can't carry it on the plane. If it weighs less than 3 ounces, you can carry it on the plane. So well, what I want to know is who's got a scale to weigh cupcakes.
Yeah. I'm not putting my cupcake on that nasty luggage scale.
God, these
people
are
out of their mind. But what about those big muffins? Those oversized muffins that you buy from any of the coffee shops in the airport?
Right. What if you want the cupcake within the confines of the secured airport?
Well, you're already through the TSA.
Oh, you're already through the airport.
Let's say I buy a calzone.
At the Italian eatery restaurant.
You can't bring it through if it weighs more than 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
Well, no, I'm already through, so
if you're through, it doesn't make any difference.
Then that's okay.
This is, again, I'm trying to underscore how stupid, mindless this all is. What we're subjected to are these bureaucratic, bumbling boobs who are now, this is the rule, 3 ounces, okay? You can't carry it through the checkpoint, but on the other side, you can buy all of it that you want to carry on the plane. Hello? And these people get $6.5 billion of your tax money.
So do they check the cupcakes? If let's say I buy at the little newspaper stand.
Yeah, on the other side.
On the other side. Once I'm through
the
gate.
Through security?
What do you think?
And I go buy a Hostess cupcake. How do I know that Hostess cupcake doesn't have explosives?
You can buy.
How do they check that cupcake?
You can buy bottled water. There, any kind of bottled water you want on the other side of the checkpoint, exactly the same kind as you can buy on this side of the TSA checkpoint.
Right.
Do they check every bottle that is brought in to sell? Of course they don't. This is the complete and utter stupidity of these people.
So couldn't there almost be a conspiracy where somebody who works inside is in cahoots with some terrorists?
All you need to do is be a cashier at the Sparrow Italian Eatery.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it what they're... I mean, I always thought what they're worried about is that you're going to mix something together, like some sort of explosive, right?
You're going to mix a calzone with a piece of pizza.
Right. That's what I never understood is I can take through 3 ounces of mouthwash and I can take through 3 ounces of toothpaste. Can I add that together and make 6 ounces of whatever else I need to
of course
blow
you
something
well,
of course
up? You yeah, you're
of
the only one in America who's figured that out, though, Jennifer. They
yes, the only
that.
One. I know.
This is government completely gone amok, awry, completely out of control, and this is what people are protesting. This kind of stuff, the nonsense, and you say what you will about Ron Paul. Who else is talking about these sorts of things other than me and us here? This is the kind of stuff where... here's another one. I was into the good news. The good news was that the bakery came up with a TSA cupcake, which was pretty funny. Then go off in my tooth. There's another thing I found out over the weekend. Listen to this. And the example is, I don't mind using my home here in Santa Monica as an example. I paid about $350,000 more for this house than it is currently worth. The mortgage is more than the house is currently worth. Mm. So I'm trying to negotiate with the bank to get it down to a point where the mortgage reflects what the house is actually worth. So I had a couple of guys do some research for me to find out what has been done by this bank and how they work through these problems, because especially here in California, but all over the country, all these banks, these big banks that bought out the smaller banks, my original mortgagor on this property was Washington Mutual. And Washington Mutual went bust, and Chase bought out their mortgage portfolio, listen to this, for about 45 cents on the dollar, all right? So let's say my mortgage on this place was $1 million. Chase only has $450,000 into it. I'm trying to get it back to $800,000 in terms of value and what I pay for a mortgage, and they don't want to do it because they say, listen, you signed a mortgage, that's the fact the house isn't worth anymore isn't my problem.
So the loss has already been written off.
Listen to this. No, but listen to this. The reason I bring it up now is because in the what most people don't know who are either refinancing their house or they're walking away, or whatever their way is of dealing with the real estate market. The federal government tacked on to a bill that nobody saw, nobody heard of, and nobody knew about until now. They have given the banks a credit. So you and I, as Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer in America, are subsidizing, in this case, Chase, who will get out of, you know how you saw there's a plan, there's four different prices for varying categories of homes that fit into this government program to help you supposedly rework your mortgages. The way they got the banks to go along with this is to give them a tax credit for whatever the write-off is. So let's say the bank writes off $300,000 on my house. They get to take that off of their income tax. So you and I, as the taxpayers, are subsidizing the Chase Bank for $300,000 if they write off, if I can make some kind of a deal here. Can you imagine? Can you believe? That's how the that's how influential these lobbyists, and I mean, especially the big, gigantic corporations. It's sickening.
Yeah.
It's sick, sick, sick.
Meanwhile, my house is losing value because of all of this. Because the loss, everybody else's loss, is now being paid for through our tax dollars.
Right.
But the home values are going down.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the loss, and nobody's subsidizing me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially, if you own the house for cash.
I've lost $150,000, $200,000 on the value of my house. Who's going to subsidize that for
Nobody, because you don't have a problem with a mortgage. You paid.
So I eat it.
Right. And guys like me, I went through all these mortgage, the way that the things were described out here, California's a great place for it. And I managed to buy a few pieces of property and sell them and make a profit so that I could turn that money into buying another piece of property. And in this circumstance, the mortgage is for, I don't know, it was maybe $90,000 less than I paid for it. But the point is, it's now worth $350,000 less than it was when I bought it. So I want the bank to take the hit, not me. And now I find
subsidized.
Out. But I didn't know this until Saturday. Now I feel like I don't want to do that because the taxpayers are going to get screwed. So what is the conundrum here? Do I keep paying for a house? Those of you who have this circumstance, you keep paying your mortgage on a home that you'll never, ever see the value of what the mortgage is. And you just hope that somehow it'll equalize to a point you can sell it and not have to owe the bank any money at some point in your life. Well, those of you who counted on it for your retirement, that's why you have to keep working.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the banks are getting these write-offs and making kajillions of dollars, and by the way, turning around and using that money to buy more bad assets from more bad banks. It's an unbelievable cycle and circle. 20 minutes after the hour, and good day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet payment when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Three after on Good Day.
All right, I've got a little quiz for you.
All right, Richard.
You know how you always love to say, you look at a piece of music and you say it's amazing because there are only eight notes and yes. There's only so many chords.
Yes.
I'm going to play one chord for you, and I want you to tell me what the song is. You probably will recognize it immediately.
Hard Day's Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Everybody knows that chord, right?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really a chord. Randy Bachman...
Bachman
Turner Overdrive and the Guess Who went on stage and gave his audience a little lesson about this one chord from the Beatles' Hard Day's Night.
Is this, you saw this over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen to him tear this thing down. Giles Martin, Sir George Martin's son, invited him to go to the Abbey Road studio, and he opened up the sessions of this thing. And here he talks about
it. The most famous chord ever on a 12-string guitar. This is the one chord that everyone around the world knows. Now, Denise and I were in London last year. A wonderful thing happened. I got an email from Giles Martin, who's George Martin's son. Giles Martin invites us into the studio. So we go to Abbey Road Studio, and it's like the suite. No one else can get in there. He says to us, I have all the Beatles source tapes. They've all been put in here. In a computer, in Pro Tools. What do you want to hear? I think about it for a while and I say, well, there's been a lot of argument and speculation, and I know guys have written little books on it. The first chord of Hard Day's Night. What is the first chord? He said, okay, I'll let you hear it. So he put up one track at a time, because when you hear it all at once, it's like bang, it's like the greatest thing to hear all at once. I heard the first chord. It was George on a 12 string, just like this, and it's an F chord, but you put a G on top. And you put a G on the bottom. And you put a C next to that G. Now, I said, put on Paul's bass. What note was Paul playing?
D.
Paul's playing a D on the bass. And John's rhythm guitar was a D chord with a sus 4, which means it got a G note on it. So now listen to this. We only did this yesterday and it just blew me away. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's been a hard day.
So there it is, all put together. Now here it is, just the individual parts, and you got to add a piano and a drum in there too. So here comes the guitar. That's the guitar and the bass. So that's Paul, George, and John together. Then you have to add Ringo on the drums. That's all Ringo does. And then they have the keyboard part that comes in, which is a D and a D, an F and a G, a C and a D and a G all together, sounding like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it all together, and it comes the chord.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that amazes anybody else as much as it does.
It is. What it is a functional way of analyzing genius. How do you, what in your mind brings you around or somebody around to be able to hear that in their head or figure it out by taking it, you've just given us the pieces to the mix. But who hears this way?
People
talk about Mozart and his genius and Bach and Beethoven. These guys are equally as much in a fanatical way geniuses. And these were kids that came from basically nothing in Liverpool. They had, just as kids to grow up, they had access to these instruments. And that's all they had. It's all they knew. And they didn't have any musical training. They had no background in this stuff.
They just kind of figured it out.
They just figured it out.
And this was in 1965.
And those of you who don't think that there is, as Uri calls it, synchronicity. How did who would have figured these four guys would get together in this little town in nowhere England and come up with the successes they did? My God, Richie, that's a great lesson. 28 past the hour and good day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at Constant.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Here to stimulate your thinking, it's January 16th, 2012, and to stimulate you, the Queen of Cheap will be here with deals from Michaels and Amazon, how you can get, what did you say you got, there was something else that you said that intrigued me, free something or other.
Tax preparation.
Oh, tax preparation,
yeah.
That's it. Good, 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 good. Jennifer has the TV news and a special story about something that's been canceled. All right, so let me give you the 2020 television quiz question. We'll answer this after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap and before we do Jennifer's report on television. This is another ABC cancellation. This is a television program ABC passed on. Your job is to identify the name of the show. ABC announced plans on this date in 1971, ABC was presented with a series under the title Those Were the Days, and they decided to pass on it because they didn't like the stars and their chemistry. So what's the television show was picked up under a different name. The producers tweaked it a little bit and decided, all right, well, we got to change this, that, and the other thing. So the only thing they really changed was the title of the program. They told the other network that they had tweaked it because the other network knew that ABC had passed on it. And so they changed nothing except the name of the show and brought it to another network. The network that turned it down was ABC. Show was called Those Were the Days. What did the series become? What name? Under what name did this series reappear on the other network? 800-510-8255. Remember, nothing was changed about the series, and even the other network was tepid about it, but they thought they'd give it a chance. Maybe it would make it halfway through the season. So the first of the presentations, the geniuses at ABC said no to it. Wait till you find out what the name of the series is or was. 800-510-8255. All right, so there was one other bit of good news that we didn't get to, Richie, and it's a story that's at DougStephan.com today about an energy company in Oregon where we have a lot of listeners. Hello to Ben. Hello, Eugene. Hello here, there, and everywhere around. We got all corners of the state covered. An energy company there in Oregon is going to harness the power of a volcano to provide cheap, clean electricity. that story, and talk about cheap and the queen of cheap, cheap, clean electricity. Now, I wondered about this because the whole business about a volcano, the stuff that's spewed into the atmosphere isn't exactly clean, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how they clean it up. But anyway, everybody's coming up with new ideas, trying to go back to water power and some of the other things. Solar power certainly is the best example, wind power. But there are a lot of people who are working hard at coming up with ways to give us better electricity, cheaper, and without so much influence on the environment. So that's cool. That's good news. And speaking of good news, let's get Roberta's report so we can find out all the good news when it comes to saving on deals.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva who talks the talk. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Rachel Ray going to the dogs. Yeah. Rachel Ray has a dog food app called Just Six, and you can get a free sample of it. Now,
Rachel Ray has a dog food.
Yes, Rachel Ray has a dog food line.
Let's kind of wrap ourselves around that for a minute.
She's in love with her dog. In fact, it's featured in her magazine every week. She makes homemade dog food and different. I mean, she's very much a part of her life. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
So this is Rachel Ray.
I'm buying it so far.
Food.
Keep going.
You like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was a kid, I used to love dog biscuits, and I still do. So
I'm not surprised.
I might get a free sample. I do. I love Milk-Bone dog biscuits. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
With Michael's, the 40% off coupon. I was just yesterday picking up some framing stuff and used it myself and bought
these stores
things.
Are everywhere. I never, because I'm not into this stuff, I never noticed them. There's one on the promenade, the promenade here in Santa Monica. Never saw the store before in my life.
40% off one item and 25% off your
big
entire
stores.
Purchase. Oh,
these are big stores, Roberta. Big stores.
And they have everything from framing to artificial flowers to seasonal items, holiday items. I mean, everything.
Really?
Even school stuff that your kids could use. And speaking of schools, we have a free ebook for you called Smart School Time Recipes. So if you're a parent in a hurry, this is a good cookbook for you. And this is the piece de resistance. We have a free tax preparation. Both H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt will be preparing taxes free at Walmart starting today, and it will continue through February 29th.
Why at Walmart?
It's just where they're going to be doing it, inside of Walmart. 3,000 Walmart stores, and call ahead, get yourself an appointment, make sure that that location that's near you is participating. But H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, it's the free 1040 Easy Tax Preparation at H&R Block, and Jackson Hewitt will go a little bit further and will tax prepare simple forms for you, all free, and they'll probably file it free also, because everything, as you know now, is e-filing with tax forms. You don't mail them in anymore. So free tax preparation at Walmart, free e-cookbook, free Michael's coupons to get a lot of money off, and free sample of Rachel Ray dog food.
So what do you think the tax program or the computer program is like that accepts what kind of file, what kind of memory, how many gigabytes does the IRS computer have to have if the tax return? I know mine is the size of a telephone book.
Yeah.
Roberta, I'm betting yours is pretty thick, too. And so
I file 15 different tax returns.
My God.
Yeah.
How do they get and accept and keep all of these files?
What
kind of a system must they have? Another good reason to get rid of the IRS and that tax system is how expensive it is. I mean, how much does it cost just to have the computers? Wow. There's a consideration. All right. Speaking of consideration, 20 minutes before the hour, shall we get the answer to our TV quiz question before or after you do your report, Jennifer? It's your choice.
I will let you pick because it's your show. Let's get the answer now.
All right. Well, you just told me what to do. I asked you what to
do. You can do whatever you want.
Leave the choice to me, and then you say, let's get the answer.
Part of my theory.
Yeah.
I let you think you're in control. Yeah. Right, I sneak in.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Wayne, what's the name of the television program?
Happy Days.
Happy Days. That's actually a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
Not a correct one. No, it's not. That's not the right answer. All right, Richie, where is Julie? Do we know where Julie is?
I don't know.
All right. So you know we're going to talk to Jan, who's in Melbourne. Hi, Jan, WMEL. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning to you. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never before. All right, well,
never
it's my
before.
Pleasure. My pleasure to have you here. What's the name of the television program that on this date, ABC said to the producers, you know what, we don't think this series has a future, so forget about it. It was called Those Were the Days, and it went to another network and was called what?
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
That'd be my guess.
Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker,
Norman
Lear. Rob Reiner is the Meathead, Sally Struthers is Gloria, Gene Stapleton is Edith.
Yes.
The Dingbat, Stifle Yourself, all that great stuff. And ABC, the geniuses there, said, no, there's no future for this program. It was number one on CBS for, I believe, 7 years in a row, mm-hmm. if memory serves me correctly.
Those were the days.
So, you know what? These guys are not all geniuses. How many stories do you hear like that? There was another one. Jennifer, didn't you have it? Last week we were just talking about some other show that one of the networks passed on, and it ended up at somebody else's network, and it did fabulously.
Yeah,
well,
it, and I can't remember what it was.
There's
it
a thousand of those
lot.
Stories.
Yeah.
I mean, and you especially hear the ones of an actor who turned down the role of Superman or you know something like that.
Who wanted to be Dirty Harry?
Right.
They gave it to Clint Eastwood only because everybody else they wanted wouldn't take it. And see what that did.
Right.
Another show like that is Hullabaloo. Anybody remember Hullabaloo?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. You don't know what that show is?
But
no
not
idea.
Like some 60s dance party.
Yeah. It was on NBC. ABC had started a show called Shindig. And that's where I think, if I'm not mistaken, what's her face? Goldie Hawn got started before. She was a singer on Shindig, or no, she was a dancer on Shindig. And then she got on, that's how she got on to onto Rowan and Mark Laffin. Yeah, right. But anyway, they had all of the, Hullabaloo was a pop music show, and the first show had the New Christy Minstrels, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Zombies, and Woody Allen, who started his career as a singer. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Did not know that. Interesting, though.
Yeah, that was a crazy components of some of the earlier TV programs. All right. So speaking of crazy, Jennifer Horn has an update on something that ABC is going to cancel. Let's see if you approve or disapprove. That coming right up, 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Each year, weight loss and wellness goals are among the nation's top New Year's resolutions, and nutrition expert Beth Aldridge has some secrets to help.
The key to reaching your wellness goals is to take small steps. First, you need to choose an activity you like to do every day so you stay motivated and don't dread working out.
And just because you're eating better doesn't mean you should sacrifice flavor.
Find healthy foods you actually enjoy. Pack your salads full of delicious vegetables and fruits and use a salad dressing made with simple, good-for-you ingredients.
And look for dressings that use all natural, simple ingredients with no preservatives.
Marzetti Simply Dressed and new Simply Dressed and Light refrigerated salad dressings are an all-natural option for making any salad or recipe more flavorful. They're made with a minimal number of ingredients like olive oil, canola oil, and sea salt, and have no preservatives, trans fats, MSG, or high fructose corn syrup. And new Simply Dressed and Light offers the added benefits of less fat and calories.
You can find lots of flavorful recipe options at Marzetti.com. I'm Lynn West.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Better off having me sing that than have Ricky Gervais on last night on the Golden Globes. All right, so the winners, you're going to go through the list of the television
the TV winners?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, best series drama, Homeland, which I really want to check out. I hear it's a great show.
What is it about? I don't know anything about it either, guy.
I think it's a Homeland Security drama.
Homeland Security kind of thing, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, Richie, why don't you, here, hold on a second, Jennifer. Cut 1616 is Claire Danes, who is the best actress. What's her name?
Claire Danes.
Very famous actress.
She is a famous actress, only it was spelled incorrectly on my sheet thanks to our... never mind. All right, so, yeah, okay. Now, 2 and 2 is 4. I'm looking at this and I don't know that actress's name.
Yeah. She won Best Actress in a Drama.
All right, so then this for Homeland. All right, Richie, why don't you play, see a little bit of her.
Okay, so I first won this award when I was 15 from my so-called life, and I was utterly stunned and overwhelmed, as one is. And the first thing I did when I left the stage was burst into tears because I realized I had forgotten to thank my parents. And I brought my mom with me tonight, Carla, and I am just so lucky to have another opportunity to let them know how deeply grateful I am for their love and encouragement, and any fulfillment I have as a person and actor I owe in large part to you. So thank you.
All right, so that's nice. All right.
Yeah,
so Claire Danes. Richie, you might want to talk to Evan about his...
Yeah, his spelling. also see how he spells Marilyn.
Yeah.
As in Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway.
All right, best series, musical, or comedy is Modern Family. Very
Maryland.
Yeah.
My week with Marilyn.
Best actor in a drama, Kelsey Grammer for Boss.
What do we know about that? He plays a really nasty bad guy.
Yeah, isn't he about the mayor of Chicago?
Richie, play
like
a little
that?
Of that cut. Will you? 1609? Jennifer, this is Kelsey accepting his award.
This is very nice. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
All right, so there's all these guys. If they don't say something funny or clever in the beginning.
Yeah, then he wasn't. He was very dry, I thought.
Right. Yeah.
All right, best actress, musical, or comedy, Laura Dern in Enlightened.
Do we like her?
She was very sweet, and she looked great and thanked her mom, who's I guess plays her mom on the show Enlightened, which I didn't realize.
So her mother is...
Diane Ladd.
Diane Ladd, that's it.
Yes.
Yep.
Best actor, musical, or comedy, Matt LeBlanc in Episodes. Best miniseries or movie, Downton Abbey, or as they were saying, Downton Abbey, which I guess is...
Well, so it's written there, the guy, maybe our producer writes for the...
For PBS, Best actress, miniseries, or movie, Kate Winslet for Mildred Pierce. She's gotten a lot of awards for that. Mm-hmm. Best actor, miniseries, or movie, Idris Elba in Luther. He was very cute accepting his award. Best supporting actress in a series, miniseries, or movie, Jessica Lange in American
Horror
Story.
Was Matt LeBlanc funny?
He was not. He was very nervous. Matt was very cute. He was shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
he was very,
very
nervous.
Did you hear his voice?
Yeah, you really did.
Play a little of that, will you?
Which one is it, Doug?
1617.
Hi. First of all, thanks to the Hollywood Foreign Press. This is a huge honor. Thank you to Showtime for
putting the show on the air and the BBC. Thanks.
Okay,
Showtime, Matt Blank.
Right, let me tell you about the ABC cancellation because I teased that earlier in the show. The show is called Work It. It's that modern day twist on Bosom Buddies. It's been on the air for about 3 weeks. Yeah, it's out.
Bye-bye.
Apparently, Glad's happy about that.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a house call. We like his daily dose because there's so much information on the things, the news of the day from the world of medicine, including a lot of info this weekend on your heart and what it is that's good or bad. I find the story about vitamin D to be pretty intriguing given how much we have talked over the past couple of years about the value of vitamin D.
Just when you thought you knew everything about this hot vitamin, there's more information unexpected. This is out of the American Journal of Cardiology this week. Doug, that vitamin D is critical for bone health and could have a protective benefit for the heart, but too much of it can actually be harmful. Vitamin D, it's important for your heart health, especially if you have low blood levels of vitamin D. It reduces cardiovascular inflammation and atherosclerosis. This is the hardening of the arteries that cause the number one killer in American heart attack. But it may reduce mortality. It appears that at some point that too much of it, this good thing, can be harmful. People with a normal level of vitamin D have lower levels of this blood test we measured in you called C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation of the heart and blood vessels. On the other hand, when the vitamin D is beyond the low end of normal, C-reactive protein increased and resulted in a greater risk for heart problems. What I recommend is everybody know their vitamin D level. If it's too high, it's bad. It can increase the inflammation in the circulation. If it's too low, you also can have problems.
All right, so you have to get a checkup. You have to get your annual physical or a blood test in order to know this, right?
Exactly.
And isn't it different for everybody? Your level might be not the same as my level in terms of need.
Well, for adults, the normal is about 30 up to about 40 now based on this study. So the normals are about the same. You just have to know your own level.
So supplementation of vitamin D, which is what we've been talking about the last couple of years, is still warranted. You just have to have your doctor tell you how much.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Next up, something that I guess probably we all would know in terms of our grief level and what happens to us shortly after, within a few days after someone dies, you need to be aware of your heart, right?
A warning to be careful. This is out of the medical journal Circulation this week, Doug, that a person who is mourning the death of someone close is at greater risk of suffering a heart attack in the days immediately following the loss, but also up to a month afterwards.
Wow. Up to a month. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I said when I first saw this that I felt it in my heart when Tony died, and I could feel, you know, you feel it and you wonder, okay, is it physical or is it emotional? And what you're telling us, I think, is the emotional can lead to the physical.
Absolutely. The heart and the brain have a connection in the body, and when things are not working well with one, the other is often affected.
Attention, red meat eaters, Richie.
Hello.
This is going to upset the red meat eaters, but I'll give you a warning.
Red meat eaters?
I'm one of those, too.
The red meat eaters. This is out of the medical journal.
You've been around me too long there, pal.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
A high-protein diet, Doug, it might benefit health in some ways, but depending on what kind of protein a person consumes, it could actually raise their risk of a stroke. Eating lots of red meat increases the likelihood of having a stroke, while poultry, chicken, actually lowers the risk of stroke.
But chicken is garbage.
Yeah, chicken is disgusting.
If
it were raised properly and not pumped with all that...
Ugh. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, maybe so fish or some other kind of protein.
Yeah, we just had fish last night.
All right. So other brain news, fast food in the brain damage department. This looks, another one of these warnings to those of you who care. Maybe some people don't care about what's going on, to their body or their brain. But those who do, listen to this.
Well, the question is, does fast food cause brain damage? And this was answered in the medical journal this week, Neurology. The answer is yes, Doug, that eating fast food, it's related to the shrinkage of the brain that leads to Alzheimer's, just as the trans fats regularly found in fast food harden the arteries and impair heart function, they hurt the brain as well.
All right, final note here. Those of you who are binge drinkers, I don't think that describes anybody who's on this program, let's hope, at least not...
unfortunately, I don't get the opportunity much anymore.
All right, but there are a lot of Americans who are in this category, Ken.
More than 38 million American adults binge drink an average of 4 times each month, and this causes serious problems. Binge drinking is defined as women having 4 or more drinks in a sitting and men drinking 5 or more.
4 or more for women. Why is it different for men than women?
That's why I just drink one big bottle of wine.
Right.
Women cannot, their livers can't break it down as quickly, but it results in car accidents, violence, and sexually transmitted disease. Serious issue.
All right. So there's the update, a house call, a daily dose of information available at drkenshow.com, which you can find by going to dougstephan.com.
Long range.